This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Brought to you by the Memphis and Shelby County COVID-19 Joint Task Force and the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee Foundation.
When you place a wager with William Hill Sportsbook, every sports moment becomes even more interesting. And we have a special offer to help you bet on all your favorite sports, risk-free. Download the William Hill mobile app, and when you sign up, you can get started with a risk-free bet of up to $2,021. Use promo code RADIORF. Must be present in Tennessee. Terms and conditions apply. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Let's make it interesting with William Hill Sportsbook.
Hey, it's Connor Dunning here to tell you all about the Million Dollar Bracket Challenge presented by Geico. It's totally free to enter, and there is a guaranteed prize of $5,000 for the best bracket. You can sign up today at radio.com/brackets, and if you have a perfect bracket, you'll score $1 million. Tournament time is here, and brackets have been released, so what are you waiting for? $1 million is up for grabs, so register now at radio.com/brackets. It's been so long since we had a tournament, so I know you're excited for your chance to compete and win again. It's the Million Dollar Bracket Challenge presented by Geico, proud partner of March Madness.
I can't believe it.
I know. Three-pointer, almost a full court away, right at the buzzer. Amazing. I've never seen anything like it.
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Believe it. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Geico, proud partner of March Madness.
National contest data message rates apply.
The Parlay Payday.
Powered by BetQL.
Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better better. Download the BetQL app today.
11K a day.
All right, this hour's code word is audio. A-U-D-I-O. Text the word audio to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. This is the Parlay Payday contest. $250,000 over the life of the contest. $11,000 a day. And your $1,000 an hour chance right now by texting the word AUDIO, A-U-D-I-O. Text AUDIO, A-U-D-I-O, to 72881 before noon for your chance to win. AUDIO is the code word this hour. Noon, we will have another code word here on the Jason and John Show right before the rundown.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Who that? Who that? Hey, who that? Who that? Man, this what you been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, because now I'm getting hot enough to even want to stay in home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail to mention? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated, that mean my table turned. Live life, might as well, only way to learn is try and fail. Clientele, the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that, who that, I got that flame. Who that, who that, I got that flame. Who that, who that, I got that flame. So don't worry about my name, I got a flame.
All right, you're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and welcome to your Friday with a stress on the yay on this March 19th, because it is the first official day of the NCAA tournament, and my gosh, If you love college basketball, today is the day.
Yes.
It was nice to have the first four going last night, right, to get a little taste of it. Even got some good games, including last night's Michigan State-UCLA game.
Right.
That one did not go the way I thought it was going to go. UCLA comes out a winner of this. But it's still different than today, where you can fully immerse yourself, right? Immerse yourself like Brad and I are doing right now. We got Greg Gumbel on, and he's got that sweet, sweet natural curl. Nothing but juices and berries. It's so good to have it back, right,
it's
Brad?
Wonderful. I mean,
you see
on the
Clark Kellogg's here. We got Wally Szczerbiak. We got Seth Davis.
It means
we are fully immersed. Right, first game kicking off in, what, 10 minutes?
Yep.
So we got plenty of that.
It's been 2 years, Jason.
Yes, it's been two years. Right, I was thinking about this driving in. Tell me if I'm wrong, because time has flown. The last time we had an NCAA tournament, weren't we watching Ja Morant do it for Murray State, like coming – No, am I wrong on that?
That's right.
That's how long it's been, like that run.
Well,
Was that two years ago?
So that'd be 3 years ago, right? Because he had the draft.
No, this is his second year, Brett.
I get confused. This is only his second year.
Don't feel guilty because I think a lot of us are in the same boat because the way time has gone.
So he would have
didn't
exactly
have a tournament
right.
last year.
You're 100% right.
There was no tournament last year. The year before that, I just remember being down. We were doing a thing with the station down at the casinos. And
that's
I remember it was tied.
We
were
going to watch
the game.
Opened the sports
and Ja Morant from Murray State was leading that team. We had just opened the sports books.
Yeah.
It was a couple of years. Think about that. That was the last time we had a tournament. Ja Morant was in it. So it's so good to have it back. You got a full, like we said, 16-game slate today. Tips off, like we said, in about 10 minutes now. That first game is Florida versus Virginia Tech. That's the 7-10 game in the South region. Believe that one is on CBS. Got 5th-seeded Tennessee playing today. They got Oregon State. We've talked about it all week long. Going to be plenty of NCAA tournament action today. We are certainly grateful for that. Also grateful Grizzlies back at it tonight. Looking to make it two in a row with a win tonight versus Golden State at FedEx Forum. The Warriors will be without several key guys. We'll talk about who those guys are a little bit later. Before we get all to that, let's set up the show. Got executive producer Brad Carson rolling with me on the ones and twos. It's Friday. What up, BC? I imagine that you went home last night and you listened to some Johnny Gill.
That's He's rubbing me the right way.
You went home last night and you listened to some Johnny Gill. That's what after yesterday's show. That's how I did.
And your question of the day yesterday was so magnificent because people were chiming in on it.
It's still going today, as a matter of fact, on best solo performer to come out of a successful group. I'm still getting answers this morning.
Yeah.
Appreciate all you all's participation in that. Much of the top answers have been my MJ.
Yes.
Got a lot of JT.
Shaka Khan came in late.
Shaka Khan out of Rufus, which you'll remember was very successful. Mm-hmm. Shaka Khan got some great submissions.
That's right.
Some I hadn't thought of, but that was fantastic yesterday. It's still actually going right now. Today on the show, 11:25, around 11:25, 11:30, if we can, if he's not asleep, we're going to talk to John Martin.
Mr. Baby.
A new father.
That's great.
He's actually in Murfreesboro covering Houston High's state title run.
He's with Mike Miller.
I'm kidding. Mike can't get rid of him. He's like that Louis Vuitton bag on his hip. He is not in Murfreesboro.
No, he's not.
He is at home with
he's
baby.
In Germantown, South.
To one Riley L. Martin. And we joke that he lives on. Y'all, he doesn't. Yeah, like we,
I mean, pretty
I think
damn
we've
close.
Taken it pretty
Jason,
far,
let's
like,
be
where
straight
people
here.
Are believing
Listen,
that he
I've seen his crib.
It's, lives
it's,
on the golf course.
This ain't exactly the hood here. This guy is he's living on large.
Well, he's got a beautiful baby girl. Sent me a picture of her sleeping this morning. Man, you couldn't. I'll tell you what. It's cute, right?
It's very cute.
It's cute. You put the heart on the picture, but you couldn't pay me to go back and have to handle a child that
small. You kidding me?
You could not pay me to have to rewind
the tape. Let's keep it real for a second.
You couldn't pay me to do that. We'll talk to John Martin. We won't hold him too long. I don't know how much attention he's been paying to sports because he's been in baby world and barely getting sleep world as he gets sort of, accustomed to having a baby in the house and all that. We'll see where he's at here about 11:25, 11:30. At 12:25, we're going to talk to college basketball guru Rob Doster. We talk to him every Friday. It's the perfect day to have him. From Field of 68, we'll see if he can help us do better than I did last night in terms of picking the first four. Maybe he can give us some nice picks today because I was awful on first four picks. I was better on NIT picks.
Mm-hmm.
I was bad on first four picks. Anyway, we'll try to recover today. And at 1:25, we'll talk to the great Rob Fisher. It's a two-Rob day. Obviously, Grizzlies sideline reporter will be on double duty this weekend with back-to-backs versus Golden State on tap tonight and tomorrow down at FedEx Forum. Make sure you're watching, Rob, on the Grizzlies pre- and post-game shows on Fox Sports Southeast. Our J&J question of the day, Brad talked about what we did yesterday. Now, yesterday was yesterday, and we got to move on.
A new question.
It's very simple.
Mm-hmm.
It's one I've asked many of our college basketball experts, and we'll probably ask Rob Doster a little bit later on today.
Mm.
But if you had to pick right now, before this thing kicks off in about 5 minutes, you're taking Gonzaga or you take in the field. I want to know how the fans are feeling. I want to know how our listeners are feeling.
Yeah.
Would you take Gonzaga right now with everything you know, them being a one seed with where they've got and what they've got in front of them? Would you take Gonzaga right now, which I think you can get plus 200
yep.
over at FanDuel, to win the whole thing? Now, you're going to have to do that. You get them as outright. You got to do it soon here. You're going to take Gonzaga or you're going to take the rest of the field? Like we talked about with Aki yeah. Collins yesterday, most going to take the field because it's still, as good as Gonzaga's been, it's a hard thing to do to go 6-0 in this thing.
Yep. I will take Gonzaga. I will not take the field. And I will qualify it with this. If they lose and they are not the winner, there's only one other team that I think will beat them on the opposite side of the bracket, and that is Illinois.
I know you love Illinois.
I love those two teams. I think those are
Illinois,
easy, the two.
John loves Illinois.
I take those two.
I love Io DeSumo.
If you could open it up a little bit, Jason, and I could take two, I'd definitely take those two. Field's tough to pass on, though, because you're going to trip up at some point,
it's
right?
It's just hard to do what we haven't had one of these, and I don't have it in front of me. Was it 75-76, that Indiana team?
Yep.
Or was it the 32-0?
They went 36-0, right?
They went
1976.
I'm pretty sure it's 32-0, I'm not mistaken.
32.
Gonzaga would match that by going 6-0.
Can you imagine?
But look how long it's been since we've had that.
Yeah.
As good as they've been, and as far as I think the separation is between them and sort of the rest of college basketball,
32-0,
I think even between them and Baylor, this is still a hard thing to do.
Very difficult.
To win six of these and to win the whole thing.
There's no question.
I still feel pretty – me?
Yeah.
Nice little $20 on Gonzaga winning the whole thing.
Did you do any parlays as well? You did your Gonzaga
bet? Couple of parlays, but just Gonzaga. I'm doing a couple parlays today, but just Gonzaga as an outright winner.
Overall.
Plus
200? What's the return on something like that?
20 will win you 40.
Okay.
20 will win you 40.
It's not a Brad Carson bet, then.
Doesn't break you or anything like that, but that's not the point of, Jason's gambling here to go take my pick. The point is that's how I feel pretty good about Gonzaga.
A little FanDuel
action. I feel pretty good about Gonzaga. You know what I don't feel good about, Brad?
Who's that? Wichita State. I'm sorry to bring them up.
You're actually dead on.
I really?
It's Wichita State.
Damn.
And the AAC.
I was embarrassed.
And the AAC.
I looked at it as a Memphis fan, and I kept thinking all night, and I bet this might be where you're going. I don't know. But I couldn't help but think, man, if that were us, I got to think we would have pulled that off given our analytics and how we match up against Drake.
First four matchup of 11 seeds. Wichita State, Drake, right? It's a Wichita State thing that I think we were sort of over at this point in rooting for. Because like we talked about, you get NCAA units. You make the tournament, right? You got Houston, you got Wichita State. It's good for the entire conference because you get paid off.
Absolutely.
The further they go, right, the more you get paid. The more teams you got in the tournament from your conference, the more your conference gets paid from those NCAA units. So even though you're sort of, as a Memphis fan, you're frustrated, you're mad, you're not there, you can look at Wichita State's resume and say, man, the thing was awful metrically, you shouldn't be there. But by this point, Brad, before last night's game, you had to get over that. Because for the better thing for the conference, better thing for Wichita State, everything going forward,
you beat
was them for
big,
them to play
you
well.
You beat them by 20, right?
It's best for conference at this point that Wichita State come into this thing and play well, show well, not just financially, but from a brand standpoint as well. And what do? They go out and lay an egg. As good of a story as they've been, and
terrible.
Isaac Brown was a good story, and he deserved it. Man, you go out and lose to a Missouri Valley Conference team 53-52 in this game.
They had the game, too.
You're supposed to be the technically, we all know how it went.
Yeah.
But you won the regular season title in AAC.
Come on.
You go out here and you lay an egg. And at
your
the end of the game,
conference mate,
yes,
too.
You had a chance to win it. Al-Tariq Gilbert misses a long three at the end. And listen, Tyson Etienne, the co-player, the co-ace, this is a side note, but he would have been taking the last shot for me. That's a done Tyson Etienne in that instance.
Yeah.
That doesn't matter. They lose the game. But my point is, look at the AAC right now.
That's so frustrating.
First off, you went out of your way, right? You get Wichita State in there with Houston, but really you didn't help anybody other than Houston. Wichita State earned its way in because it got two quad one wins, one of them over Houston. The AAC completely blew it in terms of, remember when Oresco said, I'm going to look out for my bubble teams? That at the time included SMU and it also included Memphis. And what I was talking about this with Jeff this morning, what could have easily been done, if you are prioritizing bubble teams and not just Houston, right, as you take that South Florida game that was on Memphis' schedule that last week of the season, and you make Memphis play Wichita State, and more importantly, you make Houston play the two against Memphis. But in that instance, that Memphis game against Wichita State is helping Wichita State. It's helping Memphis. Memphis is getting its two shots against Houston. That's the way you've done it. But what did you do? You said, no, here's what we're going to do. Houston ends up getting in as the regular season conference champion. Houston gets in. Wichita State gets in as the regular season conference champion. Houston gets in as the tournament winner. And what have you got? You got two teams in But you get into the 11-11 game, and one of them's down already. You got one more playing. It's an absolute mess. And I said it with Jeff today. I can't stand the way AAC basketball looks right now.
It's terrible.
Because a couple of years ago, remember when Wichita State was coming over, we said, wow. This was before UConn had made the decision to say, you know, we're getting out of here for the Big East. We said, man, this is turning into one heck of a basketball league.
Yeah.
When you're talking about Houston, you're talking about where we think UConn will go under Hurley. You're talking about Wichita State at that time with Greg Marshall and the brand that they had been. Memphis, obviously. Cincinnati, obviously. Look at this thing now.
It's a disaster.
A wreck.
No, it's a wreck. It's a wreck. I thought it was interesting, though. Drake was also in the old Wichita State Conference. So
the Missouri Valley.
Yeah, like so
the Missouri
Valley.
Old Drake beat Wichita State
that
left.
That's embarrassing.
And a lot of things have gone on. But to your point, it should be embarrassing for the AAC.
For the tournament. For the whole thing.
It's terrible for the AAC in the sense that at one time. Right. And listen, AAC football looking good. You look
great.
Healthy there.
Amazing.
Right? We'll see what happens down at UCF through the coaching change. Yeah. But, I mean, you think Malzahn, you think he's going to fail down there?
No.
Behind Hypo?
No,
I don't.
I think
he'll keep them at least a brand.
Football looks better than basketball.
The more question for UCF is how long is he going to be there before he takes off for the next one? Because I think it'll be a success.
It'll be a bouncing point.
AAC football, very healthy.
Better than basketball now,
there's no question.
It appears.
Basketball is failing, Brad.
I would say so.
Basketball is awful. And as I put it with Jeff, I think they're Kelvin.
Great point.
The AAC is Kelvin Sampson leaving Houston away from being Conference USA, from being a one-bid league. Because, listen, here's Kelvin's plan down in Houston. I didn't talk about this part with Jeff, but this is where we can flesh it out a little bit. His plan is to hand it over to his son to become his successor, to become the head coach down there. And with all due respect, there is no guarantee that young Sampson is going to be nearly as good as his father. And remember what Houston was before Kelvin Sampson got there. It was nothing. It was Memphis traveling down there, and you'd play in front of about 10 people. You'd get a couple of wins, and you'd come on back. You'd have Josh Pastner and those guys saying, James Dickey can coach, and you'd beat the heck out of them a couple times in a row. This was far removed from even the CUSA Houston days. Yeah. That thing was nothing until Kelvin got there. And I just wanted to – does Kelvin hold on to this gig? Is this the one I hold on to, and I just sit here and hand it over to my son in a few years? Or can Kelvin, who literally turned Houston around, got him back nationally relevant, got him at the 2-seed, does he decide to take on another challenge, whether that's a bigger job at college basketball or NBA? We'll see what happens, but my point is if Kelvin ever leaves that thing, Houston could stand to fall right back off where they were before he got there. And so you got that situation at Houston, right? Good right now when you got Kelvin Sampson, but we'll see how long it lasts, hopefully for a long time. Hopefully for Memphis and the AAC, he's there for the long haul, and you just hand it over to your son. But I just wonder about Kelvin Sampson and challenges and whether he'd be wanting to take a bigger job at some point, NBA challenge, all that kind of stuff. Set that to the side. Look at what's going on with Cincinnati.
Jeez.
Since Mick Cronin
transfer
left.
You.
You know, and I thought, you know, maybe Brandon, you know, what was Brandon? Northern Kentucky? What was it? His former son? Whatever. It has gone poorly. Mm. He's got 6 in the transfer portal, and forget it even, you know, coming close to where Mick Cronin was. Right now, it's a disaster. And remember, a couple of years ago, we talked about how good this thing. Cincinnati, well-known brand. You go from Huggins to Cronin, and you're getting to the tournament every year. It's something you could depend on if you were the AAC.
Right.
If you were Memphis or Houston, because every time that you played Cincy, it was a good win. It's a good game on your schedule. That's why this is so important. That's how a Michigan State, which was clearly awful, well, it's in a better conference, gets a chance to play 15 quad one games because it's going against all these. That's why it matters in terms of the quality of basketball in the AAC, because ultimately this trickles down to Memphis and your schedule and the quality of opponent and your ability to go out and get an at-large, especially, right, if you've got a non-conference sort of schedule that's lacking, right? You need those good games in conference, and you're running out of them with where this conference is right now. Wichita State, like we said, last night you go out and lose to Drake. Isaac Brown, we've got no clue. I've said it before. Great story. He deserved the job, but we've got no clue if they'll live up to a level where they're top two, top three in the AAC every year. You look around. UConn's gone. They're in the Big East. They're back in doing big things in the Big East again and getting back into the tournament.
Yep.
You tell me where's the beef in the AAC when you look around at this thing. It's awful. And so if you're Memphis, you have to be extremely concerned. Because it takes you back to the CUSA days where you were the only thing in town.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, Brad, your conference schedule barely – the only thing that mattered was you running through it and not dropping any games. your margin for error got thinner back then because you had to absolutely run through it because there's nothing in it.
Yeah,
and yes, you still got Houston with Kelvin, but that would be the point is there's nothing else there. So what would that do? In turn, Brad, it would turn up the urgency level to go out there and jack up your non-conference schedule, maybe to a point where it doesn't need to be. You know,
sure.
You're trying to play ranked teams. You know, you're trying to because your conference schedule has become so weak.
Mm-hmm.
And Memphis could eventually find itself in that boat because this conference, I mean, my gosh, and you keep waiting on Tulane or East Carolina and those schools to come up. I get my man Frank Haith a respect burger over at Tulsa for beating Memphis twice and Houston once. And what
respect.
Does he do? What does he do after he eats it? He loses every damn game. He lets
cracks
me down
all over
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he loses every damn
terrible.
Game after it. You tell me.
No.
There's just not much in terms of beef. You look around and tell me where it's better. Tell me
yeah.
in terms of AAC basketball.
I still like the Isaac Brown hire. I'm glad he got that job. You know, I want to kind of turn it on its head a little bit because I listened to you and I see it last night and I wanted Wichita State to win and it looked like crap and I really didn't want Drake to win. But having said that, selfishly, the only positive I can think about when I listen to you talk about this conference is that the conference just screwed up, and this is on the conference this year. They mishandled their COVID plan, especially at the end, especially when they tried to finish out these games, and it didn't help that Memphis had the two-week hiatus in the middle of when they needed to get those games in. I'm not saying Memphis is totally responsible. What are you going to do? It's COVID. But, like, that screwed up everything. Having said that, I used to listen to Gary say this all the time. The one positive that could happen is if Memphis gets this thing right next year and they figure out how to get these kids back and not have a bunch of them in the portal like Cincinnati does, and they get Boogie Ellis back and they get these recruits on campus, especially this shooter from Pennsylvania who's supposed to be awesome that I'm hearing about, and they flip this
Camden
thing.
Kid.
Yeah, they flip this thing on its behind and it flips next year and we're in the tournament. It is an opportunity to become the Memphis of old when Cal finally got it rolling. Not finally got it rolling relatively early, considering where the program was at. And you have a conference that's not awesome. You may have one or two teams. Cincinnati clearly ain't going to be that team. I'm sorry. It's going to take a while. So maybe you become the good. This does help Memphis in a sense. That's where I'm going with this. You know, you run this conference, and you become the Memphis that you're supposed to be. What do you think of that?
It's a throwback to the old plan, the old CUSA, and no, I don't like it because it hinges on you having, okay, you just mentioned one, you mentioned two
one
other
or two teams.
It hinges on having Houston. Again, there's no guarantee they stay where they're at if Kelvin Sampson ever leaves. And
right.
Again, the idea that Kelvin Sampson is just going to stay down there,
yeah.
It's not, you know, I don't think that you can stick to it and think it's automatically going to get done. That there's no guarantee there. Kelvin may take on the next challenge and feel like, look, I've turned this Houston thing around. I'm ready to hand it over to myself. The point is, Brett, no, because in essence, you don't want to go back to sort of being the only thing in your conference because again, it puts all the pressure on you to then go out and schedule this crazy non-conference schedule,
yeah,
and
point.
You get nothing out
yeah.
of playing the usually 18 games
yeah.
in your conference league. Remember, it's 20 this year because of COVID, but it's usually 18 games. What there would be no point of you get nothing out of them
yeah.
other than the two times you play Houston.
No strength.
You don't want to go back to that.
Yeah, strength
because
schedule
it leaves
sucks.
You. Yes, it
yeah.
will absolutely. And eventually, Brad, what that will cost you
yeah.
is a high seed.
Yeah.
Just like it was doing a high seed in the tournament, unless you've had some miraculous 07-08
yeah.
sort of non-conference run through everything, then you could get it. But no, man, you limit yourself when you're not in a – that
yeah.
was part of the celebration of, no, it's not going to be the Big East, but the American's going to be a better league than what you come out of because you won't feel that urgency, that necessity to go out there and jack up that non-con because you've got quality opportunities in your conference. Those are dwindling right now. I don't know if folks hear me on this. I hope
I
they're
it.
Seeing
no,
what's
I,
happening.
I hear it. I
but,
hear it.
But where the
I
AAC is
night.
Basketball
yeah.
right now, it is absolutely scary. And it's compounded when you look around. You read the Athletic story on Cincinnati, what's going on there with Brandon. Well, that's going to take some time if you're ever going to fix that.
Yeah.
And you tell me, I mean, Wichita State, sure, maybe Isaac Brown does well there, but will it be what you thought it was when Greg Marshall was bringing it over from Missouri? Probably not.
No,
probably not.
I
mean, that was at that point they were storied.
No.
So it feels like danger zone time to me in terms of American Athletic Conference basketball.
And you're right. And the challenge also is that the non-conference scheduling situation now is very difficult because Tennessee's letting you down. They're probably going to get one more of those. It sounds like they're
yeah,
going to redo
as long
that
as Barnes
game.
There, it doesn't feel like they're going to renew.
So you're not going to get that done long term.
So the necessity now becomes okay. Well, if Tennessee doesn't want to play us,
right? Ole Miss maybe,
and the conference right now is an absolute shambles. Yeah. So I know I've got to go out and get some game. You go out, and whether it's Musselman, yeah. whether whatever else, Ole Miss right now, I would tell you with Davis, you're fine. Because on most years, and they were close this year, yeah. you figure Davis with Ole Miss is going to have them close to being a tournament team. But you're going to, whether it's the regional rivalries that can maybe help you if they're competitive, or having to go back out and trying to do what Memphis was doing for years and having a Gonzaga, yeah. right, a brand that you recognize outside of conference play that could help both schools, right? It's not that power. It's sort of they became they were helping each other in a way. But you find you sort of find relationships like that that can help you in this situation.
Yeah.
Because Penny Hardaway's going to have to. Because there won't be here, if you're looking over the next couple of seasons, there will not be enough in terms of the AAC. You can't depend on Cincinnati
you're
anymore.
Exactly right.
You can't depend on Wichita State to come out and be a top 25, top 30-ish team anymore. You can't depend on UConn under Hurley. They're gone. So where is it?
That's right.
You depend on Houston now. Sure, that looks good.
Yeah.
But how much longer are you going to have that? We don't know
for sure.
You can't
be a two-conference league is what you're saying.
And that's what I'm saying. You go right back to what becomes an old-school CUSA that you were feeling good that you were out of. This thing at one time looked very promising, AAC basketball. And I'm not saying it can't be fixed, but right now it doesn't. It looks like a wilted rose.
And the thing is, like, if in the West Athletic Conference you've got Gonzaga, but your top is really good. Like, Houston's good. Like, they're number eight, you know, ranked team, you know, a top two seed. That's really good. But Gonzaga is just rolling. You know, there's a difference there, don't you think?
Oh, there's an absolute difference. And yes, Gonzaga is the number one seed. That's what my point is this. You don't have enough Houstons
there's
in your conference
that
you got to go out and schedule more schools like Gonzaga in the non-conference. Right? That's eventually what's going to trickle down and happen to Penny Hardaway. You're going to have to turn it up like the old school. The urgency level to go out and jack up your non-conference schedule, unfortunately, because the conference is letting you down. In so many ways, it is letting you down. And that's we can go school to school. And we've talked about, too, that the bottom needs to come up. That's not happening. You know, my man, Aki Collins, I love him to death. He's been predicting Joe Dooley going to turn it around at ECU about 8 years.
Yeah.
Still really hasn't. It hasn't happened. Okay, Tulane, Ron Hunter.
I thought Ron would be good, but they're not doing it.
I mean, it's a process, but I just don't see Tulane becoming a power in the AAC.
Uh-uh.
So you're looking around. Tulsa, Frank Haith, no. I mean,
Except
when they play Memphis. I mean, you look around, it's just not there. And so it's scary, man.
It is
because
scary.
The thing is, you're sitting here watching Florida, you're watching Virginia Tech right now. Those teams get opportunities in conference.
Too many quad ones.
They get opportunities in conference. Memphis is sitting with zero quad one wins. The thing that came that kept it out.
Yep.
And a lot of the reasons why is because it didn't have those opportunities in conference like everybody else did. And so the AAC has got a problem.
Yep.
Oresco's not helping you. He clearly just screwed you at the end of the year. And you call him and tell you he'll help you. He'll just say, okay, I'm looking out for you. Y'all look like a tournament team. Bye-bye, and it's done.
I'm hoping they have
let this thing go by the wayside.
I'm really hoping that it's just the conference screwed this whole deal up this year and that they can figure it out as a team-by-team basis next year in terms of non-conference. For example.
Well, the problem is the conference can't fix Cincinnati
and put
a coach in place at Cincinnati that's going to work and get the brand back up.
I get that. But if you're Memphis, you got to beat Auburn. If you play Auburn, you got to beat Auburn, especially this year. You know, like you got to go win the game.
Well,
if you get that game,
Memphis is going to have to win every game on its non-conference schedule coming up here soon.
No doubt.
If this conference continues to be as bad as it is
right now, you're right.
Yes, Auburn and every other game, every game in Sioux Falls and everything else,
because
you will get nothing in conference. And that is the point that Memphis finds itself at now.
Yep.
You can depend on nothing in the
Zero.
AAC. The commissioner doesn't even give a damn about you. Kelvin Sampson will say all the right things, and then what's he going to do? He's going to take care of his team when it's all said and done.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. There's nowhere else to go.
You're right.
And so Penny Hardaway's got an issue on his hands because the AAC has gotten so
big
bad.
Big issue.
And unfortunately, it's Memphis that will have to adjust.
Yeah.
Because, the AAC can say, hey, we're going to seek out and fix this and try to help our team schedule in the non-conference, go out and do all that.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's all said and done, it's up to Laird Veach and Penny Hardaway to get those games
you're
scheduled.
Right, you're right.
And you better be looking out for yourself because the AAC will say it's looking out for you. And we see
they
how far that gets
care
you.
About you.
We see how far that gets you. You see what I'm saying here?
I do see what you're saying here. He's got a serious problem
on his hands. We're literally watching teams that were ranked below Memphis at KenPom to finish the season. We're watching them in the tournament. Memphis isn't there in large part. A lot of it's on its own doing. I won't missed a ton of free throws. Could have been there. But in large part because it didn't have those opportunities in conference.
You're right.
And I don't see, Brad, where it gets better. I don't see in the next year, two, three, where it gets better, where those opportunities become more fruitful.
What do you
think? It's a bad look right now.
What do you think? The conference is seeing this play out in front of their face, too, and it really blew up in their faces. You know, Resco, because we couldn't even get him scheduled that week after they made that
dumb
decision.
He was running, and it wasn't just us. I'm glad you pointed that out. You tried to get him on the show.
Tried hard.
Giannotto and those guys tried
always
to get answers.
Always accessible, by the way, before that.
I thought it said so much. It was so telling the way they ran from interview requests right after what they did. Look, we can sit here and say, and clearly they have a problem on their hands, the AAC, that Memphis can just blame it all on the AAC that you didn't make it. But you realize you wouldn't be telling the whole truth.
No.
Because, again, even with them screwing you down the stretch, and that just speaks to how poorly things are run right now there.
Yeah.
But even with them screwing you down the stretch, Brad, and you only having the two opportunities instead of three against Houston, two in the regular season it would have been, one in the conference tournament, even with them screwing, you had your opportunity. You had your opportunity.
You still had a chance.
What, 10 of 20 in the first one, 15 of 27 from the free throw line in the second one. Add that up. It's 25 of 47. You hit a few more of those in 2-1 possession games, you're there. So even, yes, we're mad at the AAC. Mm. They've screwed it up. They got a big problem on their hands in terms of the next couple of years. Where are the quality teams in this conference? All of that said, Memphis, you cannot blame the AAC for Memphis not being there, because in the end, you had two opportunities to beat Houston, came down to free throws, a couple of turnovers that they turned into points. You could have won those games. But my gosh, in the future, I wouldn't. You got to help.
You can't count on the conference.
You got to help yourself.
Yeah.
If you're Penny Hardaway, you cannot count. You put it perfectly. You cannot count on the conference. You got to help yourself right now. And it's something Penny's got to be looking at as he looks ahead the next couple of years. You're trying to get this thing back to national relevance. Okay?
It's tough.
That's where it's at. The AAC's in a bad spot. I'll tell you where Florida's at. They're down 13-10 in their opener against Virginia Tech. This is the 7-10 game in the South region. That's happening right now. We're going to try to give John Martin a call, see if he's not sleeping. How about that? A little check-in with John. I figured we'd do that before we jump back into the NCAA tournament with Rob Doster. We'll talk some Grizzlies a little bit later on with Rob Fisher, Grizzlies sideline reporter. We got a lot more to do on a busy Friday. NCAA tournament is rolling, and it absolutely feels good. You're rolling. You're listening to Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. It's tournament time, and with so many games going on, who wants to bet just one? That's why I love betting parlays on FanDuel Sportsbook. It's a great way to combine bets from different games for an even bigger win. And guess what? FanDuel is here to help your parlay. If it doesn't go as planned, they'll give you up to $25 back in site credit. Listen closely. If your parlay of three legs or more falls one leg short, so if you got three, you get two but miss one, you'll get up to $25 back in site credit if that happens. One parlay per day, each day of the tournament, for new and existing users. This isn't just a new user offer. So you could combine Tennessee -8.5, Oklahoma State -7, Arkansas -8.5. You get plus 579 odds, plus 579, which means you could bet $5. You win $28. That's two lunches in the Jay Smith world for the family there. That's the way I roll, Brad. Nice little $4 or $5.
I like that.
Nice little $4 or $5 bets. But here's the deal. I get two of those three. Just two of those three right, come up one leg short, I get my money back. That's how it works with the parlay insurance. That's why FanDuel's America's number one sportsbook app. They're always hooking us up. The app's so easy to use. Many betting options to choose from, so just give it a shot. And if you've been thinking about signing up, it's the perfect time with the tournament going on. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with the promo code JSmith, J-S-M-I-T-H, so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook promo code JSmith. FanDuel, obviously the official partner of Radio.com and 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $25. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Hey, Jeff Allen, you got some deals over there that'll blow me away at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah.
You better believe it, Randy. I've got a 2021 Kia Forte, $135 a month lease.
That's less than $5 a day for a new car at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah.
Plus a 2021 Kia Soul, redesigned inside and out, $149 per month lease. And a 2021 Kia K5, $179 per month lease. 36 months, $3149 due at signing.
Plus, they all come with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah. 2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
All 36 month leases, $31.49 due at signing, zero security deposit, $650 acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte NE 319-491, MSRP 20,625, sold M77-5597, MSRP 20,660, K5 MG00-5560, MSRP 25725, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF695 excludes tax title and license with approved credit warranties, a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details. Offer valid through 3/31/21, dealer stock only.
The NBA season is rolling along, games every single day. Final Four be here before you know it. Fun times in sports, undeniably. If you like me, Gary Parrish, you might want to enjoy them while enjoying a drink. And if you want to enjoy what I'm enjoying, try New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium, 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It is 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, so smooth, you can drink it straight. And it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. And if you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety, watermelon, lemon, coconut, the list is long. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, either by choice or necessity, doesn't matter, that is the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name next time you're in a bar, in a restaurant, or inside a liquor store. It's New Amsterdam Vodka. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. That's newamsterdamspirits.com.
Spring is around the corner. That means the sounds of air conditioners cranking up will be in the air soon. Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. This month only, receive $1,000 off the purchase of a new Carrier AC unit. No gimmicks. Just $1,000 off for the Choate's Early Bird Carrier AC Special. If your AC is in good shape, call us to get your $60 20-point AC tune-up to get your AC cleaned and ready for the warm seasons ahead. Choate's is here for all your cooling, heating, plumbing, air duct cleaning, and commercial needs. Call us today at 347-8086 to take advantage of these Early Bird Specials. Or to schedule online, visit ChoateshVAC.com. So turn to the experts with Choate's. And remember, let our family serve your family.
I absolutely love my dog, but the constant shedding, not so much. But then I got a Swiffer Sweeper pet kit, and it is amazing. These super thick cloths pick up a crazy amount of hair. Just look at all that. And that was from just one swipe. And the best part? Sweeper's so much easier to maneuver than a broom or a vacuum, easily getting around chairs and under the couch. You're right. Now I can focus on you, not your shedding. Swiffer Sweeper Pet Kit. Because shed happens.
What do you want a da-da-da?
What do y'all want a da-da-da?
I have not a da with a da-da-da.
We could switch to Progressive, da.
Oh, yeah?
We could switch to Progressive and sa.
Mm-kay.
We could sa and have to buy some za.
Oh, yeah. Let's switch to Progressive to da and get some za with the money we saw.
Yeah.
Now we know we're gonna da-da-da.
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. It might just be the most normal thing you da-da-da.
Quote to da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Want to sell your home stress-free? Email your home address to investor@livelovememphis.com. for a free analysis.
No obligation, no hassle, just an offer. The Live Love Group at REMAX Experts, licensed in Tennessee and Mississippi. Call 901-410-8818.
Duncan Robinson, one of the NBA's most unlikely success stories, celebrates underdogs from basketball and beyond on his new podcast, The Long Shot. Hear from athletes and others who've proven naysayers wrong. Listen free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your shows.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get up to a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase select SuperStart batteries. With the power and capacity your vehicle demands, SuperStart batteries are designed for lasting performance and consistent starts. Turn the key with confidence with SuperStart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
These days, it's okay to do some things halfway, like wearing your pajama bottoms on a work call. But managing your prescriptions shouldn't be one of them. That's why CVS has a proprietary search tool to find ways that may help lower your prescription costs, and we'll deliver them for free. No wonder CVS customers are better than most at staying on prescriptions, which tends to make you healthier. Come in or call today and get a free prescription savings review at CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Delivery restrictions apply. Visit CVS.com for details.
Hey, it's me, your cousin, from Boston.
I'm on the radio doing ads for Sam Adams. Now I'll be known as the Sam Adams guy instead of the dude who fell in the quarry. Sam Adams Boston Lager is crisp and refreshing, which is why I bring a six-pack wherever I go, except the movies anymore. Sam Adams, from Boston, with love. Here's a legal pot. Watch how fast I can read. The Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Drink responsibly. Now, is that 30 seconds? Are we even close?
Ooh, baby, I love your way. Every day, yeah.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
His name is John Martin. You know him, you love him.
Maybe I better quiet down because that baby may be soundly sleeping. He's co-host of the Jason and John Show, father of one Riley L. Martin, a beautiful bundle. You can follow him on Twitter at JohnMartin929. John, how are you, and how did that intro sound?
Oh, it sounded great. Fellas, how we doing?
We're great. We are great, brother.
Better now that we hear your sweet voice.
Yeah, I bet. You know, Jason
That's
and I
That's a lot of energy he's
we
got,
We actually
though.
Are staying up late. But it's to watch basketball games, not to feed a baby.
Yeah, you seem to have a lot of energy. I think I envisioned you having less this morning, having not slept a ton. It sounds like you've been sleeping, maybe sleeping like the baby, sleeping like a baby.
Yeah.
What's happening over there?
Well, I mean, this has just been an unbelievable week. As you guys know, she arrived early. This was not supposed to be the week. She was due April the 8th, which is basically still a month away.
Wow.
And yeah, and it's crazy how this stuff works. I mean, we had a regularly scheduled doctor's appointment Monday, which is why I was off on Monday. I was planning to be back on Tuesday. And before we go to the doctor, Sam, you know, not to be graphic here, but she notices a little bit of leakage, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and
don't
then
need
we're
to
like,
go
okay,
any further.
Well,
thank you.
Yeah, maybe we need to move the appointment up a little bit here because it might be go time.
Yeah.
So we move the appointment up and we get there and, you know, God, it's one of those things, COVID, right? I can't go in the doctor's office with her. I can come if she has an ultrasound, but I can't go in the doctor's office with her. And I'm sitting here lobby. And I'm freaking, you know, my God, like, what's going on
back
there?
Yeah, that's awful.
And then I get the text. I get the text.
Wait.
Baby's coming today or tomorrow.
Holy
And it's
God.
Like, I mean, it's like, you know, I damn near started crying in the lobby, you know, because you don't, first of all, she's healthy. She is, you know, she was considered premature by about 3 days, but she was 5 pounds, 12 ounces, so she was totally healthy.
Okay.
But you're not playing. Like, you don't have stuff ready. You don't have a backpack. You don't. I mean, it was a lot at once. You're happy, you're excited, but like, my God, today is a day. So, yeah, man, I do have energy because, you know, my daughter is here and she's healthy, and I'm so grateful and blessed that
that's awesome.
That is the case. And so that's why I sound like I have energy because I do. I feel blessed. Right? But, that's why.
Well, that's awesome, and that's a great way to look at it. You are absolutely blessed, and so is Sam. And we remember that she did the hard work. Right? We remember that.
Oh, my God.
And are you two, is the lovely couple back at home with lovely baby? You all back at home, everything safe and sound? Just you two and the baby?
No, actually, mother-in-law flew in. Mother-in-law flew in immediately as soon as she heard that she was coming. So she is here for a little bit. And again, because nobody thought this would be the case, she's going to end up going back. So it eventually will be just me, Sam, and baby. But for now. And I would just say this, man.
Proud of you, man. Proud of you.
Well, I didn't do anything. I mean, I was just a witness.
You did one thing. I mean, you did one thing.
Well, and the fact that you're acknowledging that you didn't, that she did all that, you're already two steps ahead of the game, brother. So it's all, you're already getting it right.
I even told her, you know, I saw a sign.
It's amazing, isn't it? Yes, it's amazing.
Bro, I mean, that I'd never imagined, you know?
Yes. It's a miracle.
And it was. You know, she did it with no epidural, as I know you guys have talked about. She wanted one. Let me say for the record, the way it worked was it happened so fast, and you guys know this. It's a bunch of hurrying up and waiting, you know, 10 hours, 8 hours, whatever, and then it gets dramatic real fast. Like, you know, it goes from being, you know, a 40-minute college basketball game to boom in 1 second. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the last shot of the game, you know. And when she was about 6 centimeters, dilated, she actually requested an epidural, but she was hooked to an IV, And they said, you know, until this bag is empty, we can't give you one. Well, I mean, she actually dilated fully before the bag emptied. So that's the way it goes. Yeah, no epidural. But she was a beast, man. I was so proud of her. And,
she was a beast.
You know, we're here, we're home.
Like, and she was Chris Massey or so.
He's breaking this down like he's Jay Billis over here.
She was a beast inside.
It was a special. I mean, it was like a once-in-a-lifetime thing to see, you know. I mean, it was like when she got fully dilated, it was like one doctor came in. It was like a Penny Hardaway line change, man. I mean, it was unbelievable.
You went into full rotation.
Yeah. I mean, it was like 10 guys just showed up.
So you did the, you did the whole, I'm going to watch the whole thing like Ben and Doyle told you to do?
Yeah, I mean, I
oh,
also,
wow.
Did you peek around a curtain? Did you peek around
like
a curtain?
Sounds like you did, BC.
Did you give it the full view?
I didn't know. Well, there was no curtain. I mean, it was you couldn't.
You saw it all out there?
Only I had a curtain for a C-section.
Oh, yeah,
these guys
was a
just stand down there.
Mine was a C-section as well.
That's just us, but John.
So y'all
John.
Saw the full go here. Yeah. Woo,
and it was
boy.
Funny as I recorded everything, right? Like, I took a video for it.
Why?
No, you didn't.
There's a video in the cloud of this, John.
Of the area, like right there.
No.
Oh, good. Okay.
Come on, BC, you're getting too graphic.
No, there are people that do that. There's some weirdos out there.
Excuse Brad, John.
No, I'm not trying to be a graphic.
Behind, right? Yeah. Like, I was at like fan.
Good.
Shoulder.
Okay. Thank you. Some people get weird.
Actually recorded in slow motion.
What?
You did slow mo video?
It's like MJ shot over Elo.
That is the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life. You did it in slow mo.
You accidentally had the slow-mo video pushed in.
I imagine you'll put that on TikTok
cool,
or something.
Though. It's kind of cool. They pull around in slow motion. It's kind of funny.
I do have one more question about getting home before we move on to, and I don't know how much attention you pay to the sports world, but how have your dogs, who now become just that, right? They become actual pets. They're now your dogs. They have been your kids. How have your dogs reacted to the new bundle of joy? Have they had any contact at all? Do they know there's a new, a new object in the house that's going to get more of you and Sam's attention? Have they realized that yet?
Yes, absolutely. That's been sort of one of the hard parts. Titan is like, I'm too old for this. Leave me alone. He ain't got no time for it. But Tony, who is our Labradoodle, he is very curious, and he's so rambunctious, right, that we can't really let them interact right now because he's so big. And he's so, like, he's strong, you know?
Yes, Tony's a big dog. Yeah.
And so right now, like, it's funny. He cries when she cries. He starts whimpering because he's just so confused. He's never been around it. You know, he's never been around somebody crying or a newborn like that. So it's a process, and it's hard, and there's not much I can do about it right now. So if anybody has any tips on how to, integrate that.
I know that's a big thing for dog owners, that have had a, new baby, new addition to the home. That's a big thing.
Yes.
Is that process, you know?
Yes, but I mean,
I'm hoping it goes well.
Like, keeping her comfortable, I'll worry about that when I can worry about it.
Well, I understand. We all understand. We're all proud of you. We're, of course, talking to co-host John Martin here, a new father, and we're all proud of him here, obviously. How much attention have you been able to pay to sports? Did you see what your Raiders did? Did you know the NCAA tournament's going on today? Like, have you been able to pay attention to the real world?
Yeah, I certainly have paid attention to the Raiders.
Okay, all right. Well, what the hell are y'all doing adding two running backs?
I wish I didn't know.
Yeah.
I actually wish I didn't know.
I love the Theo Riddick signing, I think it is. That provides some much-needed depth in the backfield.
Well, you know what they say, Jace. Whenever
behind
you need
Drake,
help on your defensive
Jacob.
Line and your linebacker
right.
forward, your
get another running back.
Go pay Kenyon Drake $14 million.
John,
hell?
Believe me, I need it. I need to be able to make fun of you because my franchise is an absolute mess, as you know, too, so I can't poke too much fun at you. You see what we did with old lady.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's –
y'all
he's
probably
going to
finish
the
better
I mean,
record. I'll stop. Not – yeah.
Y'all,
stop.
He's going to patronize.
There's no way to spin this,
y'all tried to get Deshaun Watson. They said no. And what else are you going
to
do?
We tried to get Russell Wilson to look like. Yeah, Russell
that's
Wilson.
That's what I meant. Yeah. Russell,
oh, he's been out of it. Man thought we were after Deshaun Watson. I don't know if you can touch Deshaun right now with a 10-foot pole.
No.
John, earlier this week,
damn.
I'm like, man, I'm going to stand beside my guy. I think he's a man of high character. That was when there was one. I got to say now.
Nine.
It was like 9 cases. Or the 9 women, at least 6 cases or whatever, 3 cases, whatever it is, and expected to grow. Man, that Deshaun Watson thing has gotten out of control. Forget that. Tennessee going to win today?
I think they win today, but I think that's it.
Yeah.
I think their run ends after today.
Oklahoma State. That's what we've been talking about.
I don't know if you guys have talked about this, but, like, I know, Jason, you have your endorsement with FanDuel. But two new sports books have popped up this week.
Yeah, William Hill, that's right.
William Hill, and then Twinspire
is
a new one that which is just like it's just fascinating. And there are going to be more. You know, I know more that are coming.
Support them as well, advertisers on 92.9.
That's right. I'm still available.
Yeah.
And I bet way too much. So I'm your man.
You're the P1.
But no, I mean, I think Tennessee. I think they get Oklahoma State in the second round if they advance, right?
That's what we're talking about, yeah, getting Cade.
Yeah, their season ends. I mean, and look, it goes back to one very simple thing. They can't score. I mean, they don't have anybody on that team that you feel reliable. I mean, I've watched them a ton. They had a 15-point lead against Alabama.
I know, and then they let you down, I know.
It did not matter.
Yep.
You know?
Offensively is the issue. You're right.
Tennessee is so liable to go on these 10- to 12-minute droughts, and, you know, good teams are going to be able to take advantage of that. Yes, they guard, but at the end of the day, you got to be able to put the ball in the bucket. And so I do not think Tennessee is – you know, I think we had a different view of Tennessee going into the season. Like,
yep.
We felt like, okay, they got what they need. They got the ingredients. They just can't score. And they don't have that one guy, right? They don't have that dude who you could just say, all right, go get a buck, right? Yeah, they just don't have that guy. So I think that's – and Oklahoma State does. His name's Cade Cunningham. I think that'll be the difference. So they win today – but their season will end in short order.
And it was a great story for Josh, right, winning the ACC tournament title. You think it ends against Loyola Chicago because he doesn't have his best guy, right? He doesn't have the ACC player of the year. He's going up against Sister Jean and Loyola Chicago team that I think is a 5.5-point favorite last I looked. You think Georgia Tech's done, think the story's over?
Well, so why is – I mean, tell me if I missed it because I've been looking for it. Everybody's reporting that Moses Wright is out, but they're not saying why. Is that just because we assume it's COVID, or is it something else?
That's been my assumption, and pardon me if I'm wrong, but that's been my assumption on this. And the word was, all right, they're going to miss – someone is missing. It was, but and the only thing we didn't know was who it was. And then you find out that it's the best player, or at least the ACC player of the year. But my assumption's always been COVID, John.
Yeah, so I would say, I mean, look, great story, man. You know, great
Tough. Two tough blows.
But without Moses Wright Florida State. I watched that game. I don't even know when it was. Now I don't know what day it is. But the ACC title game,
the final.
Florida State did not care in that game. I don't know why. I don't know what it was. Georgia Tech was clearly a team that like wanted to win this very badly. Florida State was like, we don't give a damn. We'll see you next week in the tournament. So I think that's sort of what was going on there. You won't have that. Both teams will be desperate, and I think without Georgia Tech's best player, Loyola, is probably going to move on.
And then number one, the caveats, you got a new baby in the home, so maybe you can't as much as you usually would, but how tuned in will you be to what Memphis is doing tomorrow in the NIT, obviously, against Dayton? How much does it matter, John, in terms of Penny, in terms of the offseason that's ahead of it? How much does tomorrow against Dayton and a potential run after that matter?
I mean, I'd like to say it means so much. I'd like to come on here and say, man, but at the end of it, it's the NIT.
Yeah. You ain't throwing no parade, as I feel like you would say if you were here. You're not going to throw a parade if they win it. Right, yeah.
You know, I think they probably have a bitter taste in their mouths about how the season ended. And I think you probably look back on it with, you know, a little bit of, man, if we could have just done this the first 11 games of the season. I know DeAndre Williams wasn't there, so maybe it's just a totally moot conversation. But you know, I mean, if you look at – and I know it's not the same situation, but Cincinnati is a disaster right now.
Yeah,
I mean,
saw you tweeted about it. I talked about
it. Right?
They're a mess.
They pulled it together at the end of the season, and they appeared in the AAC championship game, I guess. I assume they were there, but they didn't really do much once they got there. You know, that's going to be – a little bit of the same issue with Penny. Again, Cincinnati players won't even go on the elevator with John Brandon, so it's not like it's not that bad. But Penny's going to have to do a lot of damage control. You know, there was a lot of damage done in terms of expectations, in terms of not making the tournament again, in terms of minutes and rotations and things like that. So these player meetings that are going to happen, not so much during the NIT, but after it, that's what's going to be what defines this program to me is how much sort of mitigation can Penny Hardaway do in the next couple of weeks? Because you guys know I've talked to you guys about it. I mean, there was a point not too long ago where Penny started to, it kind of hit him like, how many guys am I going to lose? And that's going to happen, right? Minnesota lost their leading scorer in the transfer portal. Now their coach got fired, but there are going to be transfers all throughout the country. Memphis will be no exception. But Penny Hardaway has to make sure he keeps the right guys, and I think we both know who those guys are.
Just say Boogie Ellis. Just say it. Put it up. Prioritize
him. You need Boogie.
Just say it, brother.
Yeah. So sad that I didn't get to come on and just absolutely celebrate those 27 points. I mean, that was so much fun to watch.
I don't know how much you could celebrate it, because, I mean, let's be real, too. That, like, the misses at the line, you're not in that game if not for Boogie. The misses at the line, which, you know, he was only part of, but a big part of, that hurt, too.
It was a monster
performance that leads you to believe that, man, if you prioritize him in terms of coming back, that guy could really lead you next year, to your point.
You have to keep him, especially where you play down the stretch.
Yeah.
And I think you can, right? Like, I think it's different about Boogie now than I would have said 2 or 3 weeks ago is that you have clearly – he did exactly what we talked about on this show. See, if you listen to Jason and John's show, you know what's going on because you know that there was a conversation that was had between Penny and Boogie where Penny told him, I don't care what you do. You are the guy. You're going to have the ball in the hand and keep the thing, right? And what happened? What happened? That's exactly what Boogie
really
did. He stopped worrying about the rest, and he shot the ball, and he scored 27 in their final game. He's playing it. I mean, he really – Jason, how can you sit here and tell me he won't be a guy in consideration if he comes back to Memphis for player of the year? He's going to be in that conversation.
Oh, I think you have to think so. I mean, Grimes is gone. What's Etienne's deal? He'd be up for AAC preseason player of the year consideration with the way he finished off the year.
Ball probably mentioned him earlier this morning.
Right. Where does his role increase? It's hard to see.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
John, we're not gonna make you go down the list, man. We're already holding you too long. We got plenty of time for whenever it is. What is it? 4 weeks you got a paternity leave? Whatever it is when you come back, man. So I don't want to hold you to that. I don't want you to feel obligated to that today. We got plenty of time to do that.
It's actually nice, man, because, like, one of the things
you're getting
that
to talk a little sports. You feel fresh.
Well, it's been a while.
I
mean, I watched the Wichita State game yesterday. You know, I watched –
Let down city, State. Huh? Yeah, AAC,
belong.
Terrible.
We knew that all along. They didn't belong.
You know, I can already, as a program director, see this as benefiting the radio station because when you get the girly girl at home and a lot of girl time, and that's beautiful and wonderful, and then you get on here – is like a dude
I can
explosion.
I sort of hear it in his voice, a little bit of
a little zip. Uh-huh. There is a zip
of excitement.
Yes, it is quite remarkable, John.
Yeah.
Let me say this. She's actually, believe it or not, she came earlier than I did, right? As a baby.
Yeah.
But she's longer than I was as a baby.
Oh.
So what I'm trying to tell you is that
she's going to be a
Candace Parker,
a professional basketball player.
Oh,
wow.
She's a
Go
girl.
Ahead and hit the ding on that. Was it Ionescu? Sabrina?
That's great.
And we got to make sure we get them some weights now.
What is up with the weights for the women? They did them so long. Paris said, come on, man. These folks, they're making all the money, but they don't want to give the athletes anything. The women get even less than the little bit the men get.
Hey, you remember that documentary with Ja Rule, man, Fire Fest?
I watched that thing. Yes. Yeah, where Ja was running from them folks because they were at the end. There was nowhere to sleep.
They gave the women cheese sandwiches.
Folks didn't even have beds, John.
The women's basketball players don't have beds. They got the FEMA.
Worse than Fire Fest down there.
Damn tent outside in Indianapolis.
It was awful. But John, this has been wonderful. It's good to hear your voice. We cannot hold you any longer. It is wonderful to hear your voice again. Hopefully we'll hear it another 4 weeks from now. John, enjoy life as a new father. We're going to let you go and get back to it. Enjoy the NCAA tournament today.
I'll probably be watching it with a sleeping baby, you know, milk
there
drunk. But I'll be back next week. I look forward to being back, and you guys hold it down, man.
All right, brother. We'll do it. Have a great weekend. He is John Martin, 929, baby. And he's a father of a new baby. Appreciate him and his time. We got plenty more to get to. We'll do it when we get back. You listen to J&J, 92.9 FM, ESPN, on a Friday. Let's go.
This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis.
92.9 ESPN from radio.com.
Memphis and the Mid-South's flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies.
Hey, it's Eli Herskovich with a BetQL tournament timeout, brought to you by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. The college basketball tournament tips off today, and let's break down the final matchup of the night between Villanova and Winthrop. Villanova hasn't been shying away from the fact that it's a tough test for the favorite. Winthrop's ball pressure can absolutely turn Villanova over and speed things up in transition.
question.
With Villanova starting point guard out for the rest of the season, there's potential for some chaos. Even with Villanova having a size advantage, Winthrop is also one of the better rebounding teams at both ends of the floor. If it can control the pace while stretching out Villanova's defense from three, look out. At the other end, Villanova relies on the three more than any team from its conference, and Winthrop has one of the better perimeter defenses in college basketball. I'll be taking the points with Winthrop, as two possessions is too many in this first round game. This BetQL tournament timeout is brought to you by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Download the app today. Must be 21 years of age or older. Must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. For gambling problem support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
Blue Note Juke Joint. Hey, if you're looking for a drink, I recommend Blue Note Juke Joint. It is my go-to whiskey. It should be your go-to whiskey as well. It's smoother than smooth and bolder than the blues. That's why I love it, because you can make a cocktail with it. You can drink it neat. You can drink it on the rocks. It is delicious any way you choose to go, and it is always smooth, always has that smooth finish that I look for in my drinks. You can buy it wherever your favorite liquors are sold, and it's just $29.99. You are not going to be able to beat that. Again, it's made right here, crafted right here, and aged minimum of 3 years right here in Memphis, Tennessee. So that's one of the most important things for me. One of my favorite things about Blue Note Juke Joint is that it's right here in Memphis. It's a Memphis drink. Every time you buy it, you are supporting a Memphis business, and that is important to me. Again, it's available wherever your favorite liquors are sold, and you can drink it, like I said, neat, on the rocks, cocktail. BlueNoteBourbon.com. Find all the recipes. Blue Note Juke Joint. Pick yourself up a bottle today.
Got new car fever for a new ride? We got it covered in gossip. Kia on Covington Pike. How about a new car for less than $5 a day? 2021 Kia Forte, $135 a month lease. Get next level versatility in 2021 Kia Soul, $149 a month lease. And fall in love with driving again in 2021 Kia K5, $179 a month lease. All 36 months with $3,149 due at signing, and they all come with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So get your Kia on Gossip Kia 1900 Covington Pike, or online at KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossip Motor Cars.
All 36 month leases, $31.49 due at signing, zero security deposit, $650 acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte, NE319-491, MSRP 20,625, Soul, M775-597, MSRP 20,660, K5, MG00-5560, MSRP 25,725, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF695 excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit warranty as a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details. Offer valid through 3/31/21, dealer stock only.
Enjoy a mouthwash.